This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In baseball's All-Star game last night, the American League defeated the National League 9-4. That was not supposed to happen. This game should have been a triumph for Roger Clemens of the Houston Astros. After all, the game was played in Houston, and Clemens was the National League's starting pitcher. But as you may have seen on Fox Sports last night, it didn't work out so well.
And just like that, with a look of astonishment on the face of Roger Clemens, it's 6-0 American League.
The pitcher lasted just one inning. Still, Rocket Roger has had many brilliant moments in his long career with the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, the Yankees, and now the Astros. Slate contributor Seth Stevenson started out to write a letter congratulating Roger Clemens on being picked to start the All-Star game. But that letter didn't work out so well either.
Dear Roger Clemens, let me offer my congratulations on starting the All-Star game. I'd like to note, however, that I hate you. Also, you're fat. They say you've got this hardcore training regimen with calisthenics and whatnot. I'm not seeing it. You're wicked fat. Oh, perhaps that was uncalled for. You know what else was uncalled for? You pitching horribly every time it mattered. You ruined my childhood. And because the trauma you put me through as a young, impressionable Red Sox fan has permanently stunted my emotional growth, I revert to a juvenile mindset whenever I see you, like I repeatedly call you fat. It started, Mr. Clemens, when you left the Sox in 1996. You were in a steady decline, and you seemed on the cusp of retirement. Then you signed with the Blue Jays and put up two Cy Young campaigns in a row, completely owning the league and making me hate you. And here you go again. After a few good but not great years with the Yankees, you actually did retire, and then suddenly unretired and reemerged as a much better pitcher for the Astros. Wow. A dominating half season, out of nowhere, after everyone counted you out. Like we haven't seen that trick before. Rocket. But here's the real problem with your behavior. Fans like to think that players are giving it their all the time. I like to think that anyway. But then I'm just a simple, good-hearted man, a man who wants to believe in heroes. How can I believe in heroes, Mr. Clemens, when the world is home to people like you? It's clear that you just try hard when you feel like it, and even then, only when there's nothing on the line. Well, that's lame, dude. You shouldn't be like that. And I'd like to add that it's not just me. Nobody likes you. It's just a matter of degree, of how much we hate you. Personally, I measure my hate in terms of how severely I want you to be injured. Like, I guess I wouldn't want to see you crippled for life, so you couldn't walk anymore. But I really wouldn't mind if you pulled your groin and missed 5 starts. That's the over-under on my hate. And what about this, Clemens? Not only do you have no fans, you have no team. You don't travel with the Astros unless you have to. And then you go all by yourself. What's with that? If you could, I'm certain you'd hire yourself out, start by start, to the highest bidder. Maybe we should just play the All-Star game at your house, in your backyard, so you can spend even more time with your wife and kids. Would that be more convenient, you chump? Hey, speaking of your kids, their names all start with K, because K is the symbol for strikeout. That's really lame, dude. If I named my kids after something I'm really good at, they'd all be named Calling Roger Clemens Fat Stevenson. And that's just too unwieldy. In conclusion, I really, really hate you. Sincerely, Seth.
Seth Stevenson, who, when he's not offering high-minded sporting critique, writes the Ad Report card for Slate.